Back in 2007, Vermont put a moratorium on state spending for school construction. And even though it was supposed to be temporary, the state has not put public dollars into school projects for more than a decade. There was a bill introduced to the state legislature this year to begin investing in school buildings again, but as new districts form under Act 46, some say Vermont needs to consider how declining enrollments and possible school closures figure into the decisions to invest in school buildings. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been reporting on this, and he's here to tell us more. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So, Howard, first, can you start by telling us about this moratorium that was put in place back in 2007?
Yeah, so back in 2007, there were a whole bunch of school projects going on across the state. And after a lot of these had been approved, the state found itself about $62 million in the hole. And there was a lot of concern at the time that the economy wasn't great. Vermont was worried about high property taxes and declining enrollment. And the legislature, as you mentioned, put a moratorium on school construction spending. It took about 4 or 5 years to pay off that $62 million that was for projects in the pipeline. But the issue has just never been resurrected.
Okay, and so then what happened in the legislature this year?
Well, last year, some lawmakers wanted to start spending money again on school construction. All of the other New England states give public money to school construction. Vermont is one of only 12 states that don't support construction. So there was a bill that was discussed in the House Education Committee to start this up, but it did not ever get out of committee. And for now, the moratorium is still on hold.
Okay. And what were some of the reasons for that not going forward?
Well, there was a lot of talk at the time about Act 46, about all of Vermont's education system. And Secretary Dan French wants a full assessment done of all of the school buildings in Vermont. The way he looks at it, before we start investing again in school buildings, he wants to look at enrollment trends. He wants to look at how post-Act 46 mergers are playing themselves out. And I guess before anyone start spending money on school construction, there's a feeling that we want to kind of get a grip on just how big the problem is, how much investment might be needed, and what the future of education might look like in Vermont.
Yeah, and so is that assessment starting right now, looking through what school buildings are out there and what might need to be done?
Yeah, that assessment was part of the legislation. So officially, it's not underway. But I spoke to a few people who were involved, including the education secretary. And it sounds like the Vermont Principals Association, the Superintendents Association, the Education Agency, they're going to start doing the work this summer. Now, again, the legislation didn't go through, so an official committee was not set up. But it sounds like some of the folks who are involved with this, who want to see this back on the table, are going to start gathering data in the hopes that a more official assessment will happen maybe next year or the year after that.
Okay, that's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Henry.